As you may have heard by now, Democratic Governor Janet Mills has released her two-year budget proposal. We have brought in Chief Political Correspondent Steve Missler to help break down the proposal. Steve, let's start with some of the budget basics before we get to the numbers. The spending plan is a proposal, and it's likely to go through some significant changes once the legislature starts working through it, right?
That's right, Nora. I mean, you know, you probably heard the expression that governors propose budgets and legislatures dispose. And that's really a succinct way of describing the process that will unfold from here on out. What we have today is a budget document that the legislature will change as Democrats and Republicans negotiate increases in spending or cuts that they want to see in there. And that dance between the two parties will take place over many weeks and months before they come up with an agreement. As always, the goal is to pass a budget before the end of the fiscal year that ends on June 30th. If the legislature doesn't do that, the state government will shut down, which has happened only twice before, but the most recent time being in 2017, when it closed for a few days because of a stalemate over the spending plan. The hope is that we won't get to that point. Democrats control the House and the Senate, but Republicans will play a key role in getting this budget over the finish line for sure.
We've been hearing for months that the pandemic and the restrictions to help curb outbreaks had a pretty big impact on the Maine economy. Is that reflected in the governor's proposal?
It is, but not in the way one would expect. She essentially put forward an $8.4 billion spending plan that's 0.75% higher than the two-year budget that we're currently working under. In terms of dollars, it's an increase of about $51 million. But the big takeaway here is that there's no dramatic spending cuts, no tax increases, and really no new programs. Governor Mills described it as a no-nonsense, no-drama budget. It basically holds the line, and it includes a few modest increases, but those are primarily in public health and public education.
But at the same time, hasn't the pandemic created a big gap in revenue? Isn't it like something like $1 billion?
Yeah, I mean, but that shortfall that you're talking about was based on revenue estimates from the summer that have since improved, resulting in a $630 million shortfall over the next three years instead. Now, that's still a really big number for the state of Maine, but a few things have happened to soften the blow. The big one, $7.6 billion in federal aid that came to the state after Congress passed the big COVID relief bill last spring. That spending package really helped Maine navigate a stalled economy. It provided forgivable loans to businesses. There were direct payments to residents, and there was additional money in the unemployment program. All of that is really important and probably the biggest reason why this budget doesn't have massive program cuts. Another reason. In October, Mills signed a curtailment order of about $220 million that trimmed spending throughout the state bureaucracy. We're talking about hundreds of nips and tucks in spending, but those trims saved hundreds of millions of dollars and really helped the state limp along through the fall. Some of those savings are continued in the new two-year budget that begins in July of this year. The third reason, Nora, is that the revenue projections have since changed for the better, which means that the massive shortfall is significantly less than anticipated. This budget is built on those improved revenue forecasts.
But aren't revenue forecasts basically, you know, estimates, predictions? And doesn't that mean this budget proposal is leaning on revenues that might not actually happen?
Absolutely. You know, there's a science to those projections, but they're still projections. And that's in a normal time. This is not a normal time. The key variable, the real wild card here is the pandemic. The new projections are basically based on a steadily improving economy. But the economy will only improve if the impact of the pandemic lessens. Now, that could happen. Vaccine rollout is underway. And if it actually goes according to plan, it seems realistic that the economy will gradually get better as things get, you know, we return to normal and there's more economic activity. But if it doesn't, then Maine is going to need more federal help. And it might get some more help anyway, because Democrats will soon take control of the White House and Congress. And that means that there could be a more robust relief package, you know, coming down the pike here. More direct payments to residents could be coming. If all of that happens and the pandemic is brought under control, then the state's economic outlook will get even better. But that's obviously a very big if.
All right, that's Maine Public's chief political correspondent, Steve Missler. Thanks, as always, Steve.
My pleasure, Nora.